I had a cramp and bad, very bad at the end.
What was the course like today?
It's my first time running the Cork Marathon, my fourth marathon, but I thought it was actually a nice course. I think it's a good course now. Yeah, on a good day, it'd be a good, fast course. Like.
What about your time? Are you happy with the time?
I wasn't down here for a fast time, so yeah, I was happy to run whatever time I ran today, just get in there in the top three. So I'm happy.
What about the crowds, Philip? They helped you along the way?
Oh, the crowds are brilliant. In places, no, the crowds really, really kept you going. Like, you know, when you go through bad patches and meet a crowd, you get a boost again and going again, like, you know.
You came across the line holding your hamstring. Was it affecting you throughout the race?
It was only at me there to the last mile, but just there on the last 100 metres just went all together. And that was fairly painful, but it eased up in the last 10 metres again.
So you just got through it in the end?
Yeah, I just got through it. I didn't mind walking over the line anyway.
Much fun for the celebrations though tonight?
No celebrating tonight, no. Take a nice knee, so I ain't going on the beer anyway.
Did you target winning this race from the start, or is it just something that evolved through the race?
Oh yeah, I would have come in here, I won't lie, I came in here hoping to win today. As I said, I ran a marathon 2:21 there in Berlin, so I'm in fairly good shape. But I knew today I was dreading the heat. I knew the heat was going tough, but humidity, it really, really got there the last few miles, you know.
So what's next now for you?
Take it easy now. I was half thinking of running the Waterford Viking Marathon. Now, I've never run a marathon as close to each other, but we'll see how the next couple of weeks go. It's a local marathon to me. I'm from Waterford anyway, Dungarvan.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, boy.
And Una Plant Murphy caught me at mile 20, and I said, I'll be bloody well damned if I'm going to give this away today. So I dug deeper and I lost her, and it worked. Look, it's a slow time, but I don't care. Considering my injury, I'm absolutely thrilled, delighted. So thanks, guys, and thanks, Cork. It's two in a row.
To win it 2 in a row, it's just an amazing achievement.
Oh, I'm delighted. I know the times were slow, but the heat, it was bad. It was really warm. It's cooler now, but it was humid earlier. But it's just my ankle I was worried about, and it did affect me. And only for Jim, the lead bike as well, in fairness, he was great. Great motivator. And it kept me going. And when Una caught up with me at mile 20, I just knew her breathing was very bad. So I said my breathing was fine, so I just dug deeper. And it worked. I said, thank God. So I'm so happy. I'm sure she must be coming now, I'd say. Yes, I'm delighted for her. I really am, because she's a friend of mine. So thanks, guys.
Say your name and where you're from and just why you ran the Cork Marathon.
My name is Nollie O'Neill. I'm from Passage West, from Cork, born in Cork. I ran the marathon. It's my 10th marathon for the anniversary, 10th marathon, and 10 years for the Cork City Marathon. So I've done every marathon since it started. So,
how did you find the course today?
The course is great, I love it. It's just that it was a bit warm, which normally suits me, but as I said, I had a terrible accident 2 weeks ago, and I just fell over off a footpath. I didn't think I'd be running at all today. So it did hold me back, to be fair, it really did. But I dug deep, and you know what got me through here today? My mental strength certainly wasn't my physical strength. So, yeah, it's a mental thing when you have things going on, you know. So, but I love it. I just love running Cork as well. So, it's your hometown. Support was unbelievable. Support is outstanding.
So, I was going to say, they must have really helped you to get over the line there today.
Oh my God, absolutely. I just was dreaming of the line at mile 12. Imagine, mile 12. That shouldn't happen. But I just couldn't wait. From mile 12, I was visualising the finish line. They're my parents, and my daughter ran the relay as well. So,
and your fan club is over there.
And my fan club is over there. But the fans, my God, the support in Cork is unbelievable. I love the Cork people. I love the Cork course. That's why I do it, mainly. Cork people are great.
What's the plans for the celebrations now tonight?
Oh, I tell you something now. I'll probably be drunk after two drinks, but I don't care. I'm going bloody celebrating.
Happy days, girl. Jesus. You're well, well deserved for you.
I'm 44.
Are you
only a young one?
Congrats.